some of our landings were desperate adventures. We are now prepared to meet the inevitable counterattacks with power and with confidence.
Keeper, oh great and gallant Scud Keeper, wert thou by this old maid unduly pushed into facing such labors as thou didst? Has our grave resentment fettered thee? With such bounteous fury didst thou dance, I cannot presume thou didst not suffer. Please, I ask thee, allow thyself some rest. None of the tower would dare interfere. And if one should, I'll see to them myself.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Bonfireside Chat. It is a cavorting favorite.
Yeah, and this week we're continuing and concluding our discussion of Belurot, the Tower Settlement. Last week, we kind of got up to about the middle of the city and went and started chasing down some keys, went to the flooded district, checked out the storeroom, met Grandam, who we're going to we're going to get to know her a little bit better through her generous spirit a little bit later on, as long as we catfish her.
Yes, and we get to eat her numbing spice food here. So now, having done this, we're at the top of that staircase, and there are two ways to go from that building where we got the keys.
Yeah,
there's an eastern street that goes a short way to the critical path across these rooftops covered with grave birds.
Yeah,
nothing special about these guys. We fought them. They're here.
Yeah, it's the arena is different. Like it's narrow. It's a little raftery. To get out and over. That's not where I want to fight them. Fortunately, there's an easier way. And it also happens to be a way with more content. So we're going to go west instead.
Yeah. The long way around. Mm-hmm. We take this. It leads to the bottom floor of a huge tower. The insides of this tower have collapsed. We're going to see this tower continuously. This is full of scorps.
Yeah.
A big scorpion. Mm-hmm. There and then a bunch of little scorps.
And by big we don't mean like the big one that was waiting for us when we first got into the gatehouse, like the little fort down at the bottom.
That's a medium scorp.
Yeah, that's a medium scorp. We're now we're in extra large territory, but he does still have like a little medium one just kind of, you know, toadying around with him, which is good.
Yeah, you get to see all three generations of the scorpion family. They're protecting something, a really good item here, the bone bow.
Yes.
This is a really excellent short bow. This is what I used for my entire first playthrough as my ranged option, because my character is not specced for being able to use a bow, but the stat requirements are very low. This has a ability called Rancor Shot as its weapon art, which enchants an arrow and makes it home. So just very easy to use and pretty powerful.
Yeah.
This is a very good short bow.
Not that huge of a focus cost either.
No, you know? This is really good.
Yeah.
If you don't know, the difference between short bows and long bows in this game, short bows, you can do jump attacks, and do kind of attacks while rolling and stuff. Mm-hmm. So short bows, tend to be favorable, if you're not really going for damage and you're just kind of pulling guys in the mid distance.
Yeah.
A short bow fits in the build really well, and it's obviously lighter.
Yeah. Smaller requirements too, generally to use them. Although I don't remember if the bone bow specifically has some kind of arcane requirement on it. That would make a little bit of sense.
I think it does, but it's low.
Right.
I can't remember exactly, but it's not odious. It's not demanding. I had it anyway.
Yeah.
So,
I use this because, aiming precisely with a stick, not something I'm very good at. So if I can just get close enough and have this do the rest, then it is nice. Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outside of this tower, over some wreckage, we reach another storeroom. This has been made into a nesting site for manflies. And there are the discarded cocoons all around.
Yeah.
This is absolutely infested.
Yeah. And there's a larger, non-aggressive manfly that is –